Now.
The Brett Mega Show.
Let's hear it.
All right, we're back on Thanksgiving week on the Brett Mega Show, which means it's a short week. Thursday and Friday, we have off. Hopefully, you have off. It was an exciting weekend. I went to an Airbnb, kind of did like our Thanksgiving. We met our in-laws a couple of hours like in Starved Rock area and like did a fun house. That was awesome. Abia, you know you're traveling for your sister's dance recital?
Yeah, I went to Kentucky and my sister had like a dance performance that we went to and then we saw Wicked too while we were there.
How was Wicked?
Awesome. I will be seeing it again this week.
Really? Lived up to the hype?
Yes, absolutely.
A lot of people are saying it lives up to the hype
because
it's gotten great reviews.
You have to know it's part one, which I did tell my mom about before, but then at the end when... You know, it
stops halfway
in the middle of the story. My mom was like, oh, this is part one because The Wizard of Oz is part two. And I said, no, Mom, if we were at the Fox, if we were at a theater, this would be intermission. And her mind was blown.
I don't know.
Wow.
Oh, I'm really surprised of how many people have had to have a warning and then how many complaints I've seen online, which is really strange.
I wouldn't like it.
Because everyone has talked about how it's part one of Wicked. It's been like pretty. And the other thing I've seen is I had no idea how long it was. Like they went into the movie, bought the ticket, and then sat there and was like, man, this thing is almost 3 hours long, but it's like, it's so public. They try to steal the Barbies like model of we're going to do a bunch of marketing. I've never seen more interviews for a freaking movie in my life. So
literally,
everyone knows it is so long. This is who's in it. And it's part one. I feel like it's everywhere, but people are still surprised.
It's great.
Is there any like signs or news of when the next part is coming out?
Yeah, it's this time next year.
This time next year, yeah.
Oh!
They're already filming it.
Yeah, it's already done. They filmed it all. It's all done.
In 2025's Hollywood hashtag, we'll cover that.
And then today's move-in day for you as well.
It's move-in day.
Oh, yeah.
I am still convinced that I did something wrong and they're not going to let me have the key today.
Well, maybe. If you haven't seen her video when she announced that she's moving into the same apartment complex as her best friend, is up to like
7.6 million or something.
I saw 7.7 this morning.
So almost 8 million people have watched this video of her announcing that she was going to move
in. So I hope they actually let me move in.
Yeah,
we got a lot of people riding in on this.
Everyone knows where the apartment is at this point. And then Alex, you were at the Musio Awards.
I was at the Musio Awards
and it
was awesome. Yeah, Bob Costas got the big Musio Lifetime Achievement Award this year. And it was fun because Billy Crystal was in the house, and he was pretty funny. He did a little quick little stand-up thing, but instead of, they usually have Mike Bush, he did the whole thing. He emceed it, did a great job, but they usually have him talk to the person at the end that wins.
Oh, okay.
And they flew Billy Crystal in just for that end part because him and Bob Costas are really good friends.
Did you feel like it made a difference? Was it like a couple of friends just joking and shooting?
I do. Yeah, I do. I think it was great. I think it was, it was interesting to see because Bob Costas is usually the one that's on the other side of the interview,
right?
And to see Billy Crystal be the one that is interviewing Bob Costas, you're able to see, you know, I think a lot of people don't understand how great of an interviewer Bob Costas really is. And
they usually are the worst person to interview. They always say Howard Stern, who is the best interviewer in all of media, is the worst during interviews. And I've watched some of them once, and he's awful. He tries to steal it, ask questions.
Yeah.
Right. But this is not your job.
Yeah.
And he's had a couple of gone viral. He was doing like Bill Maher. And Bill is like, stop doing what you're doing. This is not your job.
Right. Because these people
Bob
are on
probably
the,
feels
on
the
other
way.
Side of
in the passenger seat.
Right. Exactly. But no, he did a great job. I think they did well back and forth. And I will actually say, he gave a ton of shout out to KMOX and credit to KMOX. Mm-hmm. I mean, he talked about it.
That's awesome.
Multiple different times in the conversation. Obviously, KMOX, our sister station here, but a lot of people didn't realize that, you know, Bob Costas basically credits his second home to being in St. Louis because
of radio.
KMOX
gave him his start. He used to call the St. Louis Hawks basketball games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just crazy to think that radio is what makes it feel like home. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, I think the same for a lot of us. All right, let's get the big Thanksgiving week started.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
All right. I feel like we could consider you one of the family members now, Melody, part of the Brett Mega Show now. Melody is up here from Voice STL, brought in some festive Santa hats for everyone.
You're
so cute.
To talk about Project Holiday Cheer, tell us a little bit about it and why you're coming up here, because there's something really cool that Voice STL is doing.
Yeah, so Voice is a nonprofit here in St. Louis, and we work with older adults and advocate for people who live in nursing homes. So after COVID, one idea that we had to try and reduce loneliness in nursing homes was to make sure that every resident had a card at the holidays. So Project Holiday Cheer is where we collect 40,000 holiday cards and deliver them to every nursing home resident in eastern Missouri. We partner with Senior Services Plus, so if you're in Illinois, they run the program there. But this is a fun project that you can do with friends. You can have a cards and cocoa party, bring the girls.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Wear your jammies. So there's so many fun ways to get involved, and it's such an easy way to give back this holiday season. And we have all of the information at Voice, that's Voice with a Y, stl.org/projectholidaycheer.
One of the reasons we wanted to team up with Voice on this project is we do something similar around Valentine's Day. We collect, you know, homemade Valentines from schools to show that the younger generation still gets it and respects and loves our seniors and connects the two different generations. This shows there's less of a gap than we actually think. And we actually hand deliver them to some of the senior citizens and living facilities. And they absolutely loved it. Like,
oh, it's amazing. It's incredible to see how complete strangers just make their day, you know, watching these seniors hold on to these cards.
Yes.
Because, unfortunately, sometimes family members can't go and see them, or they don't have any family members left. So right. To have somebody reach out, especially during the holidays, that is really, really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's very important because loneliness, as we've seen, can really be epidemic in nursing homes. And so it's important to help everyone feel remembered, and that's why we're so excited to run this project every year.
I love all the different ideas you shared about how, you know, you can get your own community involved in this as well. And it is a fun thing. It obviously doesn't cost a lot of money to, you know, get some paper together and write all these holiday cards. I love everything about
this. It's such a simple thing that goes such a long way to make a difference. So mm-hmm. It's incredible.
And my mom was one of the people that we really considered moving her into a facility because, you know, she was sick for so long. And one of the things that we were nervous about is her being lonely or thinking that people had forgotten about her. And during the holidays is when I miss my mom the most. All those holiday traditions you do, you just miss their presence and feel their presence. And they want to feel that holiday love. And what a simple, easy way to give someone a hug this holiday season is that joy you all get and connection we all get. When you get Christmas cards in the mail from friends all over, you can make them feel like, hey, someone's thinking about you. 40,000 is a lofty goal, though.
Yeah.
It's a lot. We are at 10,600 right now.
Wow.
So we definitely need some help to finish it out. But we've got drop-off locations all around the city. There's a map on our website to show you a place near you where you can just drop off cards. They're ready to take them, and we will sort them and get them to the nursing home.
Throw out the website one more time.
It's voicestl.org/projectholidaycheer.
All right, and if you want any more information, if you want to send one of your Christmas cards to them directly, you can also just text us, and we'll send you the link too. 314-531-9898. But together, we're going to bring holiday cheer all across St. Louis. Thank you so much, Melody, for coming up.
Thank you.
The polls are open.
All right, poll of the day on the Brett Magus Show. Let's start having some food battles for Thanksgiving.
Mm.
And the matchups of sides, two of the most popular side items, mashed potatoes and stuffing.
Ooh.
I know it's not Kevin's corn roll casserole that he was just obsessed
with. Oh, my God. The corn schmig is the best.
Corn schmig, right?
Remember when I tried to make that for him last year and it didn't live up to his expectations?
No, and he was really disappointed and literally told you.
Yeah.
Like, oh, it's okay. Yeah, I do remember that. Yeah. Mashed potatoes versus stuffing, though, here.
Absolutely mashed potatoes. They get their own quarter of the plate for me.
Quarter of the plate goes to the mashed potatoes.
Yeah, I'm totally on board with that, especially if they're like, you know, a specialty type thing, like an au gratin type thing, or there's cheese involved or something. The problem with stuffing is stuffing can vary. It can be runny.
To the house,
it can be dry. Yeah, it's never consistent.
But I feel like you're kind of cheating when you're picking out au gratin. Like, it's a mashed potato. You can't just be like, oh, I'm going to make it like the cheesy au gratin.
I still will go mashed potatoes.
Still would go mashed.
Yeah, I feel the potato in any form is really very difficult to mess up. It depends who's bringing the stuffing. I agree with Kevin.
Yeah.
There's too many variables. For me, I'm definitely going to go with the potatoes, though.
I'm going with stuffing.
I would go with stuffing,
too. I love stuffing, and you don't get it very often, so it's just better.
I actually used to not like stuffing because I'm like a picky eater, and I didn't think I liked it, but then I like my wife's stuffing. So you just pick out the person's stuffing to answer the question, and I feel like of like the carb-heavy sides, like mashed potatoes, I feel like mac and cheese beats mashed potatoes.
You think so?
Yeah. Like, mashed potatoes doesn't get the quarter.
I don't know. Mashed potatoes
like,
are very good.
I don't
good.
Know if mashed potatoes are, like, the star of, like, the sides when it comes to, like, those, like, carb-heavy sides. Like, stuffing's unique, bigger for Thanksgiving. That's how I would vote.
Lots of area to mess that up.
Right.
But on a score of 3-2, we're going to move mashed potatoes to the next round.
Yeah.
We lost AB. Right. So score of 3-2, mashed potatoes will move on to a new matchup tomorrow.
The polls are open.
Hannah's homeschool.
Tammy, you ready to play Hannah's homeschool?
I'm going to try.
Have you played her before?
No.
Good.
Ooh, a first timer.
First timer, Tammy. And you feel like a first timer who's going to get her first win, too. I feel it. All right, so I'm going to ask you and Hannah the same five questions. We asked Hannah to leave the room, so get out of here, Hannah, so you can hear it.
Okay.
You got to get more right than her. Tie does go towards Hannah for her record, okay? She got like over 120 wins or so, okay?
Oh, geez. Okay.
Yeah, she's pretty good at this game. They do call it Hannah's homeschool for a reason. All right. First question is, who's the sponsor of the big Thanksgiving Day parade?
Oh, Macy's.
Yeah. We announced this the other day. Coachella announced their headliners. Name an artist headlining Coachella.
Oh, gosh. I have absolutely no idea.
All right. Want to just take a guess?
Rihanna. I don't know.
All right. All right. Good guess. It was incorrect, but it was a good guess. One of the biggest movies that came out was Wicked this past weekend. So let's do a couple of Wicked Wizard of Oz questions. In the original Wizard of Oz, Dorothy sings about somewhere over the rainbow. How many colors are in a rainbow?
Green, blue.
Counted them?
Six.
Six.
Oh, you forgot the G in Roy G. Biv.
Oh, geez.
Yeah,
it's seven.
Yeah.
What university did Glinda meet Elphaba at?
Oh, geez.
It's a hard one. You could phone a friend. You could either choose AB, who loves Broadway, or Kevin, who watches everything. So I feel like you're in good hands. Who would you like to phone?
The first one.
AB.
Shiz University.
Shiz University.
I got accepted into there. I applied. It was a whole thing.
What?
Yeah, a couple months ago you could apply and then you got an email and I got accepted.
I was like, I don't think it's a real university, man. I hate to know what to tell you. You went to Kansas. Good that you decided to choose Kansas instead of...
No, I got in. Don't worry.
Yeah, like, I was between KU and Shiz. My parents talked me into Kansas. That's because Shiz is fake. AV's telling everyone, those are my two. I had a tough choice when I was going to college. All right. So you got two so far. Let's see if you can get this one. Apple Music named the artist of 2024. Who was it?
Oh, I am terrible at these. Rihanna again. I don't know.
No, it's not Rihanna again. I think Rihanna hasn't released music in like 8 years, but it's okay. All right, you got 2 out of 5 with AB's help. We'll see how Hannah does, okay?
Hannah's homeschool!
All right, Hannah's walking back into the room, ready to play Hannah's homeschool. Tammy just got done answering 5 pop cultures. We're going to give Hannah the same questions that we asked Tammy when she was out of the room. She couldn't hear. Tammy, how did you feel like they were? Did you feel like they were hard?
For me, they were.
Tammy got 2 out of 5. She had a hard time.
Okay.
A lot of Wicked questions. So hopefully you were studying up on Wicked this weekend when it came out, all right? First question is, who's the sponsor of the big Thanksgiving Day parade?
Macy's.
Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade.
You know, I stay locked in on that.
Yep. All right. We announced in the Hollywood hashtag, by the way, artists headlining Coachella. Who are they?
All of them?
Just one I was going to tell for Tammy, but for you, I think I want all 3.
Lady Gaga, Green Day, Travis Scott.
No, Post Malone. Travis Scott is curating it and creating it.
All of them are in there.
That's true. I mean, I don't think Travis Scott is more so he's the one putting it on.
I get the point. I said 3 names.
We'll count it. In the original Wizard of Oz, Dorothy sings Somewhere Over the Rainbow. How many colors are in a rainbow?
Roy G. Biv.
Everyone's right.
Red, orange, yellow, green, blue, violet, 6.
No, that's blue, indigo, violet.
Indigo.
That's what I forget. Come on.
What even is indigo? 7.
That's a Biv.
7. Both of you, Tammy, you missed that one too.
What?
It's hard.
That's embarrassing.
Both of you guys don't know how many colors are in a rainbow. All right. What university did Glinda and Elphaba meet at?
Shiz.
Wow. Did you know that AB applied and got into Shiz University? It was a tough.
She did.
It was a tough choice between KU and Shiz.
Yeah,
she really did apply.
I really did apply a couple months ago.
Look at you.
Yeah, we're trying to tell her like it's a fake university, but she's pumped. Apple Music named their artist of 2024.
Billie Eilish.
Wow. 4 out of 5. The only question you missed, and it's probably because you didn't get into Shiz University, is how many colors are in a rainbow, which is 7. Please don't forget that.
Oh, man.
But good enough for the W, Hannah.
Woo!
Tammy, you got to say this is Tammy and I got schooled by Hannah.
This is Tammy and I got schooled by Hannah.
Hannah's homeschool.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, keep it moving is where we cover all the trending stories. If you're already in vacation mode and haven't been checking the internet, we get it. Thanksgiving's approaching. But these are the stories that are trending right now. I read some headlines and Hannah tells me either keep it moving, scroll past that headline, or if she wants more details, she'll ask for them. Like the top guy cry movies. These are the movies that when we watch them, Hannah, we just start crying.
What are you weeping about?
Number 6 on the list is Braveheart.
Yeah.
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 Number 5 is actually my favorite movie of all time, Good Will Hunting.
You always are talking about that.
I know. I don't know if it's a cry movie, maybe. Click with Adam Sandler is number 4.
That's a really depressing movie.
Wow.
Yeah, like he's just like a guy like blows by his entire life. It happens in a blink of an eye. Right, yeah.
We just can't believe Christopher Walken's actually working at a Bed Bath & Beyond.
That's funny. And Stellar is number 3. Number 2 is Armageddon. And number 1, Furious 7, mainly probably because Paul Walker's character dies in real life around the same time.
My dad always cries during E.T.
E.T.?
Yeah, that gets him.
Oh, when he's there and he's white? Yes, yes, I know it.
Kev's going to...
Kev's like, thy list is long.
He almost died.
Is it possible to overeat on Thanksgiving and explode your stomach is the headline.
Like, legit stomach...
explosion.
Kaboom, explode. Yes. Yes.
Yeah, it is actually.
Wow.
It is physically impossible, technically, but it probably won't, mainly because you'll start to puke before that happens. But you can actually eat so much your belly does explode.
Whoa.
Like how many calories will the average American eat on Thanksgiving in their Thanksgiving dinner?
Let's not freak people out. Let's
all right. You're like, all right. Did your weekend just feel like it flew by? According to a happiness research, try this.
No, actually, this past weekend was boring and long. Keep it moving.
Okay. Traveling with kids for Thanksgiving, you'll reach peak stress when?
Ooh, when?
3.5 hours into the car ride, which is basically exactly what I drove this weekend.
I feel like it's before then.
Yeah, they say peak stress for parents hits about 3 hours in. 60% of people traveling with kids said the most stressful part of the holidays is traveling with kids. It is so stressful that 28% of parents said they'd rather listen to Baby Shark for the entire trip than their screaming child.
I mean, I'd do the same thing.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's give you the Mega Mind question of the day. You will have owned about 25 pairs of these by the time you're 35.
All right, I'm pretty confident in my answer, and I'm going to say 25 pairs of tennis shoes.
Tennis shoes.
Ooh.
25 pairs of tennis shoes by the time you're 35.
You don't get a new pair necessarily every single year, but right around 25, I think, is fair.
All right.
I like that guess. I'm going to say pants.
Pants. Got 25
what
pairs
kind
of pants.
Of pants?
Okay.
You thinking more specific? That's fair, because you could do jeans, dress pants, cargo
leggings,
pants.
I mean, I blow that out of the water.
Then I'll go with corduroys.
Everyone laughed. We're giving a little chuckle.
Yeah, those are the school pants. Your pants for grade
school. The school pants he called them, too. I love it.
I most definitely did not wear corduroy pants in school.
I'm going to go with pairs of gloves.
Gloves. AB.
That seems like a lot of gloves.
It does.
I'm going to say jeans.
Jeans. No one got it correct.
Whoa.
Really?
Still up for grabs. You own 25 pairs of these by the time you're 35. That answer's coming your way in 2 songs.
Mega Minds.
All right, we got the answer to the Mega Mind question of the day. You've owned about 25 pairs of these by the time you're 35, Hannah.
Ooh, I love Carolyn's text. She said 25 pairs of swimsuits.
It's not swimsuits. I think that
AB and I got that checked off for sure.
Yeah.
I do think swimsuits, I think it's a good guess. I think this number seems low because a lot of people go through a lot of these.
Okay. A lot of people like Ian, Christina, and Gigi are saying sunglasses.
Yep. Sunglasses.
Oh, is that
really?
What it is?
Oh, really?
Yeah. You have owned 25 pairs of sunglasses by the time you're 35. I know people just like have them stocked up.
Oh, yeah. Own,
can't
yeah.
find them anywhere. Yeah. Huh. But then there's like people like me. Remember when those kids stole them at the
we'll
park
never
and
forget,
broke them?
Brett. We will
and
never
then
forget.
They went and bought me ones from the dollar store. I'm still rocking those.
Mega Minds.
My family did something for Thanksgiving that we've never done before. Something we've always talked about doing. We rented like one of those like fun houses on Airbnb. Hmm. I feel like I always see people like rent them, but it's like never anyone I know.
Right.
But like those fun houses have like everything, like a movie theater inside, pool tables, ping pong tables, all these like cool activities for you and your friends to do. And like it's a bigger house, and they just put it all in this huge like house, and you and your family and friends can go there, and you just have so much entertainment. It. And so what made us have the idea is another hurricane hit Florida, and my family goes to Florida, has historically gone to Florida ever since I was like 27 days old. Like for Thanksgiving week, we've gone to Florida. We've gone to Sanibel Island, and it's just been hit by hurricane after hurricane. And so my brother and his family still go. My cousin still goes, and a lot of the family still goes. But like that area is really important to me, and I just feel like we have younger kids and it's really expensive. And so I didn't really want to go on a vacation just for the sake of going on a vacation. So I was like, we weren't going to go this year because it was hit again. And so this is the first year for Thanksgiving. We don't really have big plans. And so we asked my in-laws who live in Chicago, hey, do you want to come meet us? Like, you guys drive like an hour and a half. We'll drive 3 hours. We'll rent like a fun house. And they're like, sure. Like, what's a fun house? And it was a blast. And we did it this past weekend, the week before Thanksgiving. And it had everything. A movie theater, ping pong table, pool table, an area for you to do painting with like canvas and things like that.
Oh, wow.
A photo booth. It had a karaoke machine. It had like areas for you to do mini golf, skee ball, everything.
All in the house?
All in the house. They had skee ball, all this stuff. They had stuff for like you to do like where you tee off and do like, I don't know, like golf. I don't know. You just hit
like
the ball.
Like a golf simulator?
Like a golf simulator thing. Yeah. It was crazy, guys.
That is so cool. I posted some pictures on the Brett Mega Show's Instagram to kind of get like a glimpse of it. I wasn't there, obviously, but even seeing the pictures, I feel like, oh my gosh, I had fun even looking at the pictures.
It was awesome.
I'm really glad that your family got to like make a new tradition and make something fun out of like the sadness of the hurricane and everything like that. And I just think like the age of your kids right now, this was like the perfect situation for them.
Yeah, it gave them like free range of the house where they can just kind of do and play and just jump from thing to thing, and we can kind of relax. And that's all we did. We just like cooked. We didn't like go out to dinner or anything like that. Like each person was responsible for like a different meal. We like got some pizzas. We did like a crock pot meal, and it was like super chill, easy going, allowed the kids to play. We went for a hike one day. We went to a water park a different day.
How about it?
And it was just an absolute blast, like pre-Thanksgiving funhouse style.
Do you feel like you set a new tradition with this?
You know what? I don't know, because I want to go back to Florida, so I don't really know if I'll do that again for Thanksgiving. But what we did like is, like, because it's indoor and outdoor, they have a lot of outdoor stuff too at this place that you just like really couldn't experience because it was a little bit colder. I did think I would do it for like a 4th of July.
Ooh.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
It would be a blast. Like grilling out, hanging out, have all these different games and things like that. So, yeah, I would, one of those things that I recommended is to find one of these Airbnb funhouses, because it did elevate it. Because I'm someone who's always gone to Airbnbs and stayed at houses. It didn't bring it up to a different notch. And I think it was, for the whole weekend, like $250 a couple.
Oh, that's not terrible.
What?
No, I was going to say, what's the cost?
Like, for the whole weekend, it was like $250 a couple.
Was the house also haunted or something?
No. I mean, it's in, like, the middle of Starved Rock is where we did it, so it's not, like, in this, like, hot zip area. Like, it was just, like, in a, like...
Yeah, but you drive out, you know.
Yeah, it was awesome. Yeah.
Right.
And it was super affordable, and it was awesome.
You know, earlier I threw out the word tradition, but I feel like I want to replace it with the word memory, because I just feel like this year is going to be something that you guys will probably look back on and be like, oh my gosh, remember that one Thanksgiving we did the fun house?
Yeah.
And that is like priceless to me. I'm so happy for you guys.
A lot of my in-laws are like, where do you even find something like this? Because my wife's like really good at finding things like that. But like, it really did make
this. There are crazy things on Airbnb.
There are crazy things on Airbnb.
Yeah. I saw a cave come up over the weekend. I swear to you.
You really can't.
You rent out a cave.
Oh, we rented out like an outdoor indoor tent and had like all these cool stuff. One time you can find some cool stuff. And I do think it makes a difference in the experience. But there was a little bit of drama when it comes to the funhouse. I'll tell you what happened right after Jelly Roll on Y98 St. Louis. Is it rude to change the thermostat at somebody else's house? What's the rule on thermostat, like, etiquette? 314-531-9898. Like, if you're at somebody else's house and you are freezing, can you just, like, turn up the thermostat a notch or two? What about if, like, you're at an Airbnb like I was this past weekend? I was just telling you, we stayed at that fun house for Thanksgiving where it's like everything was like decked out. My whole family went. My in-laws were there. Brother-in-law's there. And so I'm with a group of people, and I was freezing at night.
Mm.
But I didn't know if I was allowed to change the thermostat. Because I know my father-in-law, who's the senior member, you know, senior man in the room, he runs hot at night, and he even carries a fan with him. But I was, like, freezing. Like, for whatever reason, I don't know if my blanket situation was off, but I was so cold that I was like, I'm going to go turn up the thermostat. But then I thought to myself, and then I did. And then someone's like, man, was it hot last night? I'm like, no, I don't know what you guys are talking about. I didn't want to admit it because I thought maybe I was being rude.
Yeah, I think you were rude. I think that you cannot touch the thermostat unless you own the house.
Really?
You just have to suck it up.
What if you're freezing? I have to like...
I'm cold every single day, okay? I always have a blanket around me, and that's just because I run cold, but that's not everybody else's problem. Like, you got to adjust.
I am changing it, and I'm like announcing it to everybody. Everywhere I go, really? If I'm like freezing, I'm like, guys, I'm changing the thermostat.
You do? You change it?
Yes, and I change it. And if anybody disagrees with me, I'm like, I'm sorry.
Who
I'm
wins, though? What if someone... What if someone comes back to you like, no, I'm sweating, and you're like, I'm freezing?
Well, I think at nighttime,
you have to wrestle.
This was an interesting this was an interesting time.
Yeah, because no one's gonna know.
Well, right. No one's gonna know, but I also think I like it cold. You know, I like it cold.
I usually
when I
do
sleep
too.
At
it was
night.
Freezing in this. I think I got a bad room.
At what? Least you're cold rather than hot.
Yeah. Do you think that makes a difference?
Yes.
Because you can layer
you can,
up.
Yeah, you can bundle layer up.
If so like hot. That, you, AB, just said you're going to change it because you're cold. You would lose. You'd be like, no, then you have to go bundle up because this person.
My best friend Elizabeth's apartment is always freezing at night, and I will change it.
Wow.
Really?
What?
Oh, yes.
Oh, no. See,
I always change it.
You're in her apartment.
No,
and changing
no.
It.
Yes, absolutely not.
I think that's wrong.
Yeah,
but AB can't, like, she's
house
uncomfortable.
Rules.
Like, what? Like, that's what I was
then
thinking.
Bundle
was,
up. I've like stayed at Elizabeth's. Get more blankets.
I'm using a heated blanket.
I couldn't find blankets in this Airbnb. Like, I was like, I don't know what these blankets are. What's
going
on?
See, that's where the dilemma is.
Yeah.
It's not an owned home. It's like you guys are all together.
Yes.
Who is the person in charge?
Then who, yes. Is it the person who booked it on Airbnb?
Yes.
Is it the person who's the oldest?
No.
Is it the person who...
Maybe hates old people.
I'd like to stop right there because the person that's the oldest, you know, no offense to the elder out there, but typically they're going to be a little off with how their body's...
they're going to be a little skewed.
You know what I mean? That's not a good, base to go off of.
There's a hierarchy when it comes to the Airbnb, and the person that booked it is at the top.
See, this is right.
That's true.
I don't know if that's the case. Like they're my in-laws. That's my wife's
parents. Whoever has their credit card...
Well,
yes.
We booked it.
I also feel like you had a majority of the family there, right? You had two kids, you,
yes,
your
is it,
wife.
Whoever has the most people, like
it, is,
you,
it,
you,
is,
you?
Is it?
No?
No.
So you think whoever put their credit card in the Airbnb?
Yes, because that's always a whole thing to be like, all right, Venmo me, do that. They had to do all that. So they deserve to have like the bigger room.
I think it could
the
be disrespectful to my in-laws, though. That's
no.
They're the
tell them to put the credit card down.
You, I want you because you. Neither of you guys are married. I want you guys to talk to your in-laws.
I
like
will.
This.
Yeah, right.
I will.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, you think Hannah won't?
Yeah. No, Hannah put her dog in the cage when she didn't want to, and she was hanging out with her boyfriend's parents.
Yep.
She chickened out because it's harder to do.
It's very hard.
Yeah, it's really hard to talk to your in-laws. Like, I put my card on this Airbnb. It's hard.
I feel like the thermostat causes a lot of
drama,
yes.
A lot of angst. You know, across. Houses all over the world.
All right, you jump in on this. Let's see who gets the most votes. When the thermostat game is off, when someone's hot and someone's cold, who gets to control the thermostat? 314-531-9898. 98-98, the drama that the thermostat has caused. The thermostat drama, 314-531-9898. When it comes to staying at someone else's house or having an Airbnb with a group of people, how do you figure out the thermostat drama? If you're like at someone else's home and you are just freezing or you are sweating, can you turn it down because you're uncomfortable? I felt this weekend. I was with an Airbnb, one of those like fun houses, had my brother-in-law and my sister-in-law there, their dog. They had my in-laws there. They're like my seniors. They're my wife's parents. And I was freezing in the middle of the night. So I was like trying to sneak around figuring out, is this rude or not, when I turned the thermostat up because I was cold. 314-531-9898. Ellen, how do you figure out what's the thermostat etiquette?
So thermostat etiquette at my house is if you're at my house and you're hot or you're cold, you can ask. But at the end of the day, I control it because it's my house.
So you got to like submit.
Airbnb,
you got to submit a real request. Like,
right.
I'm hot.
Right, yes.
Yeah.
And you got to have like a case. You know,
yes.
We put you on trial.
Well, it's reasonable, right? I mean, and
no AB willy-nilly just going
yeah,
right. Cranking it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, don't just be touching it like AB&B over here, okay? AB.
So I actually had somebody do that to me one time at a party, and
wow.
I had the ovens going, and the house was hot. There were a lot of people in the house, and I'm running around like a crazy person, and this friend decides she and her little group of friends are cold, so they up the thermostat. And I look like a drowned rat.
Wow. So
Mama was already hot.
They didn't get a plate of that food when it was done. They got kicked out of the group, AB. You better watch out.
Yeah.
I'm not stopping.
And then what do you do if you're like at a community Airbnb? Who gets the call then?
So if you have a community Airbnb, and I've done this quite a bit, I mean, it's negotiated, right? So, and I think it's always good to ask because other people are being nice to you. So, like, your in-laws might be being nice to you.
Maybe.
And thinking, oh, he's comfortable, but I'm not. So I'm just going to leave it the way it is, you know? So just throw it out there. Hey, is anybody a little bit cold? Could we turn this up for a little bit?
You got to take it to a vote. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for the call. Alicia, something happened to you when you were pregnant trying to mess with the thermostat. You never mess with a pregnant woman. And then you had thermostat drama?
Yeah, so we were at my mother-in-law's house for dinner, and I was 9 months pregnant, and it was July. She had the air off to save money.
She had the air off to save money in July?
That ain't right.
Yes. Yeah, she had the windows open, but it was roasting in her house. So I texted my husband and I said, we got to get out of here. I can't stand it.
Yeah.
So you left. So you don't get them. You still didn't mess with the thermostat. You just left.
Yeah. We ate dinner and then I was like, we got to go.
See, that's how scary the in-laws are, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, you don't even change it. Even when you're 9 months pregnant, you just remove yourself from the situation.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for the call.
She's just shaking her head.
Robert, you found a middle ground with figuring out the thermostat because the drama that is unfolding with the thermostat is hilarious.
Yes. So there are six of us that usually travel to Minnesota. We travel to different states putting in fiber. So we always get an Airbnb. And some of these guys, they're pushing 350 pounds. I'm only 180.
You gotta push your weight down.
I run hot, so I prefer it to be like 60 degrees all the time in the house because I have three fans in my house blowing on me no matter what time of year it is.
What is wrong?
So at every
Airbnb, gotta get that checked out.
Yeah, it likes to be cold. He runs hot.
60 degrees and three fans.
Every Airbnb we stay at, we come to a consensus depending on what time of year it is. What we want the temperature to be at. Some want it hotter, some want it colder, so we just meet in the middle.
I love that. You just
middle if you're at 60?
60, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, in my own home, I don't care who it is. As long as temperature doesn't go above 67, I can deal with it. I can take clothes off. I can walk around in a Carhartt and a hoodie and two pairs of jeans. No, you got to cut that out.
Yeah.
This dude was staying with six dudes at the Airbnb. He's like, you got to take clothes off. Wow. Their work trips get interesting, guys.
King Robert.
Okay. All right, Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
There's going to be a new family member for the Kelseys. I'll share details in just 3 minutes.
All right, we're still commercial free, whether you're running hot or cold on Y98 St. Louis.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is ready, so here we go.
Jason and Kylie Kelce have announced some super exciting news, and it's that they are going to be expanding their family yet again. The couple announced on Instagram that they are expecting their fourth daughter. The announcement picture, of course, was so cute. It was of their three daughters. They all were in, like, these big sister sweaters. And this picture is so cute because none of the daughters look happy except the oldest one. The oldest one's smiling, the youngest one's crying, and then the middle daughter is just like, oh my gosh, another baby.
Yeah, one's like, again, the other one's happy, and the other one's like, no.
Yeah, and I just think that's so funny because that is just like a perfect, like, example of siblings right there.
It showed that they all have different personalities, right, which I think was really cute. Yeah. Like, they all have different opinions and different feelings, and it's awesome.
And that's exactly what the caption said. It says, I feel like we captured a very accurate representation of how each of the girls feel about getting another sister. At least Ellie, mom, and dad are on the same page, and Ellie's the one daughter who was smiling.
I mean, I love Jason Kelce, and I love Kylie. I'm so happy for them.
Yeah.
And, like, if any dad is going to have four girls, and it's Jason. Any, yeah, like, football player dad, Jason's, like, got it.
He is the ultimate girl dad, and I'm so here for it. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Ariana Grande's version of Popular. I feel like everyone went to go see Wicked this past weekend. Did you feel like AB, who went to go see it? Alex, you're also a huge Wicked fan. Mm-hmm. Ariana Grande lived up to the hype of singing like Popular, big song?
Absolutely. Like, without a question, no notes. Ariana Grande was so funny. Like,
she was funny.
Really? I do not see her as funny.
She had a lot of comedy in it.
And I'm
sure
not like the biggest Ariana Grande fan. I just never have been. But like, I love her after seeing this movie.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
I cannot stand her. Like, the little quirks she did throughout the movie were very, like, they're subtle, but they definitely make you, like, chuckle many times throughout.
Really?
The, throughout
I do not like her. Nothing about her.
My sister,
like,
went
the
into
whole donut licking thing. I feel like every interview I see, she seems like so rude.
Like bratty.
Bratty.
My sister went into it being like, I'm just going to see Ariana Grande. Like, I'm not going to see Glinda. And then after the movie, she was like, I was wrong.
But that's different because, like, I like Wicked and will always just respect people's craft. Mm-hmm. But I don't necessarily like her as a person, but I can, like, say, like, oh, I like you in this movie.
She,
like,
was good in the role, yeah.
So she was good in the role, which is, it does surprise me. I thought the biggest knock of the movie was going to be her.
No.
But it seems like people really like her. Wow, yeah.
The biggest
awesome
thing that I've heard people say is when they see, like, her and Ethan Slater in the same, in the same thing, because, like, people that know, obviously, the background of, like, everything that went down with that.
It ended,
like,
both of their relationships. He was married.
Marriages.
Oh, and she was married. Was she married,
they
too?
They were both married.
I thought she was just engaged. Okay.
He had just had a
kid,
right?
He had
a kid,
yes.
And ended both of their marriages,
yeah.
But there was drama inside the movie theater with AB, though, guys. What happened during the middle of Wicked, though, AB?
Yeah, so I was in a theater. It was, like, sold out theater. It was packed. There was a group of middle schoolers sitting in the middle of guys and girls, would not stop talking. Like, full-on conversations.
About what? The movie?
At one point, one of the girls goes, like, Dylan, do you think Ariana Grande's hot? And he goes, yeah.
Hilarious.
And then they're all like, ha, 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 ha. And I'm like, what is happening? This is crazy.
Oh.
That would have been over for me.
Yeah, absolutely not.
Usher. And
singing would have been different.
Usher.
Singing would have been a little bit different.
No,
because that was a full conversation.
That was the movie.
Yeah. That was the big debate before going into Wicked. Can people sing along? Because there was no new music, so everyone knew all of these songs beforehand from the Broadway play.
See, singing, I would have even understood a little bit more.
Right.
But
that's
this
what I'm
was
saying.
Crazy.
No.
So I waited like 20-ish minutes into the movie because I was like, they've got to stop. They just have to get all their like laughs out, whatever. Did not stop. So I yelled. We were in the very back row. I yelled from the back of the theater, everybody shut up.
Did you?
And somebody, like somebody a couple seats down goes, thank you. And they stopped talking for maybe a minute. Started right back up again, and then the girl that had said thank you said, didn't she just tell you to shut up?
Wow.
Oh, wow.
And that worked for about an hour. And then I had to yell again, be quiet.
Wow.
You yelled twice?
I yelled twice.
Wow.
That was an
That's
aggressive
intense.
Statement.
Man.
She's so little AB.
Was this like an IMAX? Was this like the big theater?
Yes. Or?
Wow. I feel like
she takes her musical theater serious, folks.
I mean, she does. I feel like AB, if like we all like had like a superhero outfit, she walks around with her Bible and I Love Jesus sweatshirt on and then just starts yelling at people, shut up! Shut up! I got my Bible!
My sister tried to find somebody, that's like a manager or whatever.
To do something.
There's never anybody there.
So Karen-like.
Right. I mean, I couldn't hear what they were saying in the movie some of the time.
Wow.
That's how bad it was.
I would have been fired up with these kids, but I wouldn't have yelled shut up. I would have gone.
I would have asked for my money back.
I would have gone to every single worker and had them removed from the
think,
theater.
I'm surprised, and so I think you're it didn't work that well. Like when you yell at especially a group of high schoolers and you sound very Karen-like, I think that just fires them up. I am surprised they even went quiet for even
they
just a
little. They were probably like, who's the old woman yelling?
Yeah, they did. They probably thought you were the old woman. Like, who's this old woman yelling?
Probably.
Because I think Hannah looks right. I would have probably gone to a manager and be like, hey, they just keep talking.
You know
that's
how movie theaters are. There's never, it was just like high schoolers working the concession stands. Yeah, what are they going to do?
They still could have kicked them out, right?
They wouldn't.
No, they would have teamed up against you. They're like, oh, this old, like, you were the old lady. The AB turned into the old lady.
Did you think about like getting up to like look at them in the eye?
I did, actually.
No, you didn't.
I did, but then I thought, I'm going to go down there, and then I'm going to be like, shoot, I don't know who it was that was talking. What if I'm like yelling at the wrong group? That would be really embarrassing.
Oh, I think
you would have gotten into like a physical altercation over Wicked?
I paid $70 to see this movie because I paid for my whole family to go. Yeah. So like I paid $70 to hear people talk through the entire movie.
It is validating that you had a supporter in there then.
I know. When she said thank you, I was like, thank God. Okay, everybody else gets it.
I wish like a Wicked battle would have broken out like very West Side Story of you guys.
Yeah.
AB was over there getting into fights with the Wicked.
I love how out of everything you said, shut up.
I love out of everything that fired her up, it was a Broadway show.
Right.
You messing with my Broadway.
Man.
We are still commercial free. We did tell the commercials to shut up like AB on Y98. Still commercial free on the Brett Mega Show. We were just talking about how everyone wants to go see Wicked. Alex obsessed with it. AB loves it so much. He's yelling people, shut up in the movie theater.
Mm-hmm.
You know what's interesting about Wicked is it's all based off The Wizard of Oz, which is this classic movie that had all these like different messages behind it. And the reason Wizard of Oz was even created was literally because of politics. It's a very political movie. And each character has a different attribute about them. And so let's think about The Wizard of Oz, the original, and how this like Wicked even became, and think about the different characters, and which do you feel like you identify with the most? Is it Dorothy, where no place like home? Is it the Tin Man, who's looking for a heart? Scarecrow, who's looking for a brain? Is it the Cowardly Lion, who's trying to find courage? Is it the Wicked Witch? Is it the Good Witch? Which character from Wizard of Oz do you feel like you identify the most with?
I really didn't struggle with this one. I feel like I resonate the most with the lion, the Cowardly Lion.
Interesting. I thought the same thing for
you. Who seeks courage. I feel like I might look tough and I might look like I have it together, but I'm a person who lacks a lot of self-confidence and courage and all those things. So I, without a doubt, was like, okay, that's me.
Yeah, I do think that a lot of people think a lot of things about Hannah at first thought, and most of them would be inaccurate about Hannah at first thought. Like, I think a lot of people are like, oh, she's so confident. She's so beautiful. She's got all these things. She's been spoon-fed. She's just like, everything's been on a silver platter. And she's like, no, I've actually been through some ish. Yeah. I lack self-confidence. Things are harder than it seems. So that's interesting. I thought the same thing for you.
Yeah, without a doubt.
How about you, Kev?
I found this very difficult because there's a lot of characteristics of a lot of the characters I identify with. From the, you know, lacking courage, like the Cowardly Lion, to having a heart, like the Tin Man, to just being along for the ride, like Toto.
I like that. Know,
but the one that I kind of thought was the Wizard, and the reason why I chose the Wizard was because I'm kind of the guy behind the scenes I really don't know why I'm here and what I'm doing, but I'm doing something, and I'm going to just keep up that facade until I get home.
Interesting answer.
And the balloon ride is like, you know, my ride home because I got a long drive.
Yeah. That's hilarious. Great answer.
That's why I chose the wizard.
We all look up to you, too, as the wizard.
Oh, yeah, you are the wizard. You are the wizard, yeah.
For me, I think I have to agree with Hannah on this one because I feel like, you know, sometimes there are hesitations about whether
you feel like you lack confidence.
It's almost like imposter syndrome, right?
Okay,
right? Where you sometimes you
the people who seem the most confident.
Sometimes the people that seem the most confident still have those reservations at times where. Yeah, you get up on stage and you perform and do all these things, but still there's a little bit of doubt in your mind in a way. But once you do get that courage to get up there and do your thing, you really come out of your shell and you become who you are. Mm-hmm. And I think that, you know, once that the line gets that courage to go and have that confidence, I think that that's kind of...
Go attack.
I think it's the attack mindset, right? It's, you know, I got to just do this thing.
What about you, AB?
I think for me, it's the Tin Man. I was looking up a lot of the like brief descriptions of each one, and it said he is kind and gentle but can't feel emotions. Mm. And I feel emotions. I'm not like a sociopath, but I do suppress a lot, especially when it comes to excitement, because I don't want to get my hopes up and be disappointed.
You are terribly guilty of that.
Yes. Yeah. I went through like a really bad breakup a long time ago, and that's definitely a huge reason. But honestly, like this job doesn't help either. We're promised a lot, and then pretty much 99% of it falls through. So anytime something good happens, I'm like, well, it's just going to go away anyway.
Yeah. That's interesting.
Very true.
Yeah.
At first, when you said Tin Man, I was surprised. And then when you describe the Tin Man's emotions and what he's going through, yes, I do think that you really, really try to not have too many big highs or too many big lows. And so almost to your own detriment, like where you don't celebrate the big victories. Mm-hmm. And even like allowing yourself to have lows is important. And you don't even get like low. And I feel like sometimes... That's okay to get low.
Yes. Yeah. And AB is always asking to borrow my axe from my car. Yeah. So that's
that
why.
That is true. She wants the axe more than anyone else. For me, it's Dorothy. I feel like I left home at a very, like, as soon as I could after college, and figuring out what is home for me has been a hard concept to really understand. I feel like I've never really felt like I've known where home is. Like, I feel like I'm on this constant journey to figure out where home is or where the settlement is, and I'm constantly searching for what's over the rainbow and figure out where Oz is and figure out this whole journey that I'm on in my entire life. So I constantly feel like I need that reminder that when Dorothy says there's no place like home, for me, I don't think Dorothy's just like going back to the roots of Kansas. I think she's just meaning like there's no place like your people. And I do need that constant reminder. I think that Dorothy, I think, honestly struggles with reminding herself that there's no place like home. Home is wherever you make it and is your family.
Yeah, Brett really is trying to always follow the yellow brick road. Yeah. Maybe too much. He can never get off the brick road.
Yeah, I like live on the brick road. I'm like trying to set up a house, all that kind of good stuff. So yeah, it's interesting how almost everyone felt like they identified with somebody different except for Hannah and Alex.
Yeah.
Actually, challenge yourself too. If there's any, you know, Wizard of Oz character that you feel like you identify the most, who would it be? Still rolling commercial free on Y98 St. Louis.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, keep it moving is where we cover all the trending stories. So I'll read a headline over the next 2 minutes because we know life is busy. You probably don't even have time to be searching the internet. You got so much going on. So I'll read off the headlines for you, and then Hannah tells me either keep scrolling or ask for more details. Like, how much money to feel successful, Hannah?
Ooh, how much these days?
All right, what would the number be for you? They say Gen Zers screwed up this average.
To be successful?
Yeah, what would you, like, on a yearly basis? You make X amount of dollars, you feel like you're successful.
I don't know.
Throw out a number. Well, I'll throw out different numbers.
Our age?
Yeah, Gen Zers, like, they say, threw up the
20s?
Average. Yeah.
Like half a million, a million?
Half a million. That's what Gen Zers said. That's so funny. That
I was going to say,
a
at, like in our 20s, like 100,000.
And so that's what Boomers said was 100,000.
Right, yeah.
You make 100 grand a year, you feel like you're successful. Gen Zers said a half a million, $580,000.
Wow.
Yeah. Yes. So they said Gen Zers screwed up the total.
The goals are high.
Average American would have to make $270,000 a year to feel successful. But they say Gen Zers threw off the number.
Wow.
Whoops. Wow.
But Hannah gave that answer exactly what she thought they would be. If she made $500,000 a year, she'd be successful. She's not successful. Interesting. You would have said 100?
I'd said 100
What
grand.
Would you have said, Alex, in the middle?
I mean, I would have said maybe 200.
200? Okay. Yeah. That's probably what I would have said. It was around twos.
Fives? I mean, what are you doing? What kind of job are you doing?
Right. Being successful, man. I don't know.
The director of Wicked asked for you to tell people to shut up in the movie theaters. No, but asked for something specific in the movie theaters.
What'd they ask for?
They said, go to your movie directors. Honestly, go to them and ask them to turn up the volume.
Yes.
It is probably because people were talking.
It is meant to be louder. And I guess many people complained about it. They said that they felt like the volume was low. And the director said, yeah, you're supposed to go to them and ask them to turn up the volume.
You do
movies
like it loud.
Movies are always loud. So how loud do they want it to be?
That's interesting.
No, movies lately have been like very loud.
Loud enough like to drown low? Out the people singing and talking.
Yeah. You felt like it was low?
I felt like it was low regardless of
The director said, please go up to them and say, hey, if you're going to play Wicked, can you move it up? Let's see if we get one more headline. Stupid criminal. Guy stole a shopping cart full of Red Bull and got into a high-speed chase.
Yeah, that's pretty stupid.
Yep, and that pretty much covers it.
Prepare to keep it, keep it. Prepare to keep it moving.
I'm going to give you two different scenarios of sisters arguing who should be hosting Thanksgiving, and we'll go around with the five of us, and we'll vote. Who do you think should be the one hosting Thanksgiving dinner, okay?
Okay.
There's two sisters, the younger one and the older one. Right now, the older one is the host, okay? Sarah is the younger sister, does not want her older sister to host Thanksgiving dinner. Younger sister has 2 kids, 3 and 5. Older sister has 4 dogs. I'll give you the reasons why the younger sister thinks that she should host Thanksgiving. Then I'll give you the reasons why the older sister. She has 2 kids, the younger sister, and the dogs are a lot. The older sister is always making comments about how her kids are playing with the dogs and working them up, and there's drama between the kids and the dogs, and so it's just a lot. And she's the better cook. She also thinks the dogs are dirty when you're cooking around and brings in a lot of fur. And she thinks that she can make Thanksgiving better than her older sister. Older sister thinks that she should host Thanksgiving because she's hosted it the last 3 years. So this is where Thanksgiving has been. She is the older sister since seniority. She has the 4 dogs, and when you have dogs, you can't just bring them with you. She has to have to get a dog sitter or a dog walker because Thanksgiving dinner is like 6 hours. Mm. Going to someone's house with kids and their toys doesn't feel very Thanksgiving-like. Feels like you're eating at Toys R Us. Who should be hosting Thanksgiving? Older sister or younger sister?
Absolutely the younger sister.
Oh, you think there should be a switch?
Yeah. I do. Yep. I don't understand how the older sister said being around kids and toys doesn't feel very Thanksgiving-y.
That's exactly what Thanksgiving is. Yeah, it's all about family.
I'm not eating anywhere that has 4 dogs.
4 dogs is a lot.
You're literally eating dog hair. That's disgusting.
So you agree with the younger sister? Yeah. Everyone thinks that they should switch.
I say switch.
Seniority doesn't, whatever. I'm the oldest. I don't care.
You have to pass the torch at some point.
Where the kids feel comfortable, too. The kids are going to feel more comfortable at their own house with their own toys.
Exactly.
And
you guys don't care that she has to get a dog, like the dog on Thanksgiving.
Put your dogs in crates. Give me a break.
I was just going to touch on that point. You
don't
need
people that are like, well, I don't want to go somewhere else for Thanksgiving because the dogs will, like, do you
leave the biggest excuse
I've ever heard. Home on a daily basis when you go to work, like
it's
that's
different
on
Thanksgiving to get a dog walker, right?
Nah,
no,
yeah, no.
Give me a
dog,
break. Put it in the cage.
I was as the younger, I just assumed that like I'm opposite. Like that's interesting because AB, you're the oldest of two other siblings, oldest of three.
I'm the oldest, and it's only fair to switch around.
Really?
Yes.
I'm as the younger one. I just assumed that the older person and they've already hosted it for 3 years.
Well,
I think it's hard to make someone do the switch.
I also have dogs, and I think if you're going to a house where there's 4 dogs for Thanksgiving, that's a lot.
Yes.
Yeah, I agree.
That's a lot.
I agree.
A lot going on. A lot. Add that with the people. You don't need more than you got already.
4-1. Oh, everyone. I voted for the older sister just out of seniority and making the change.
Well, if she gets rid of the dogs, maybe she can have it next year.
Yeah.
And then has to, what AB said, they have to get like one of those deep cleanings. Like,
right.
Yep. Zero residents to come in real good. All right. Here's who you would have thought voted for in that scenario. We're still rolling commercial free on Y98 St. Louis. Thanks for rolling with us this past hour, commercial free, and I cannot believe it's Thanksgiving week and we're getting ready to get you in to see the queen of Christmas, Mariah Carey, when Mariah Carey comes to the Enterprise Center November 29th. We got your tickets. All you got to do is hit up the word snowflake. You just text the word snowflake to 20357 and immediately get you in for Mariah Carey. Perry tickets. That's Snowflake to 20357. She's coming November 29th, kick off this holiday season. You get Mariah Carey tickets. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
Adele might have had her last live musical performance. I'll recap it for you at 8:35.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, it's ready, so here we go.
After 2 years and some change, Adele has finally closed a chapter on her Las Vegas residency. This is a really big deal. Adele began this residency in effort to like sustain a more normal lifestyle for her family. She's extended it multiple times. It's been like a really big passion project for her. And during her final show this weekend, she admitted that she doesn't even know when she's going to perform next or get back into music.
It's been wonderful, and I will miss it terribly, and I will miss you terribly. I don't know when I next want to perform again, and I'm not doing anything else. I'm actually myself about what I am going to do. I don't have plans. I love you. I know it's a real task to come to Vegas to see someone play. Thank you for being such a special, wonderful last crowd for me here at the Coliseum at Caesars.
I got sentimental hearing that, thinking that she does not know when she's going to perform next.
I don't really believe her, though, because she said that before. I know that she hates live performances. Mm-hmm. So when she toured last, she said, I'm never going to tour. I'm never going to do a live performance again. And then she went back to the Vegas residency. And I think it was because she wanted some more consistency. And I know she hates it, but I just feel like it's in her blood. So I think she'll be back. I just think she's going to have to like go through another breakup and write another one of those breakup albums. I will say this, though. Top five concerts I've ever seen of all time.
Really?
I don't like love Adele's music. It's not like I have like, oh, I listened to 25 and 21 on repeat. Mm-hmm. But she is one of the best, without a doubt, the best vocals I've ever heard live. Like, yeah. Ridiculous. Wow. And she's hilarious on stage. It's like watching stand-up comedy, yeah. And then the best singer of all time. Like, I thought, oh, this is gonna be boring. She sings like these really slow songs. I never laughed so hard in a concert in my entire life. She's so funny.
There were so many viral clips from her last performance this weekend. And I'm sad. I wish I would have gone to Vegas and seen her live. And now I'm like even more upset because I don't know if the chance will ever come again.
Yeah, I mean, she just has to break up with Rich Paul's.
Yeah.
She just has to break up with Rich Paul. We'll get another album.
She's also in her like mid-30s. I feel like this is like a... She's got a lot left. I feel like Adele is gonna...
She's one of the greats.
I will say this, though. The one thing I will say about Adele is I do think she's gonna be one of those artists like, dang, we didn't get any more Adele. That's crazy.
I know.
I do think she's going to leave us. What I honestly do think it's all about breakup albums for her. Like, if she's happy and feels consistency, I don't know if we'll get new music from Adele. Like, if she goes through something, I think that's when she writes. And so if she goes through a breakup, we'll get more Adele. She could leave us. I just don't know if her and Rich Paul are going to make it. So I'm banking on getting more Adele music.
This has been Hannah's Hollywood hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's see if we can get the Mega Mind question of the day correct on the Brett Mega Show. 41% of people remember this vividly.
Okay, this is so random, but I'm going to say their 16th birthday.
16th Ooh. Birthday sticks out to them. They can remember every detail of it.
Yes, I know I can.
You know, I think it's because of the holidays. I think it's because right before Thanksgiving. I think they remember the taste of their grandma's stuffing.
Ooh, good guess.
Very, very specific.
Yeah.
I think it's a dream.
Oh, 41% of them can remember this
vividly.
Very specific dream vividly.
I'm going to say your last day of high school.
Last day?
Yeah.
It is a milestone of some sort. It's not the last. More of firsts. First what? 41% of people said they can remember this vividly. First what? 314-531-9898. Text in your guesses, and at 848, I'll reveal the answer.
Mega Minds.
All right, we got the answer to the Mega Mind question of the day. 41% of people remember this vividly. I said it's one of those milestone firsts.
Lots of people on the text line have the same answer. They think that you vividly remember your first kiss.
See, first kiss is a good answer.
Yeah, I guess that off air.
But yeah, that's an
AB. I don't remember that at all.
You don't?
No.
I do.
41%, so I feel like a majority of people remember their first kiss. You know what it was, and I was shocked that it was this high. It was their first driver's license plate.
What?
Really?
Yeah, their plate.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know mine.
You know your?
You were able to choose it. I had a green car. It was Lantern 2.
Wow.
Lantern 2.
Oh, you got a customized one?
Yeah. Maybe that's why.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, 41%. I was surprised that many people remembered it. But
I feel
like
I have trouble remembering my current license.
I couldn't tell you my current one.
And I've had to fill it out so many times. Right. I'm like, God.
Brett's is expired. I know that.
Mega Minds.
Listen to the Brett Mega Show on your schedule with the Odyssey app. Search Y98.